Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. I'm looking forward to this next conversation. Anytime we can get the Navodomskus posterity on the air with us, and especially these days when Mickey or Finn are usually out doing something crazy, something wild, something adventurous that we may not think to do these days.
You think we could still talk them into tying our leaders?
Maybe. We certainly employed them in our preparation for Alaska.
Great service.
Yeah. We're back with Tim and Russ in studio here at Triad Center in downtown Salt Lake City. Navodomskus, two of them actually, standing by with us now in Missoula, Montana. Navi, you're still there, right?
Absolutely.
You sort of infected your children with this need to go outside and do adventurous things, and it's paid off. Now you get to watch and sort of live it vicariously, I think, even though you went on a trip with them last summer.
You know, I don't know if it's nature or nurture. I don't know if they got it genetically from me or because I exposed them, they got it. Probably a little of both.
Mickey, tell us what you're doing next week.
This weekend we've got plans for a hut trip in the Sawtooths. So that involves putting things on your back and skiing into some huts. And we'll stay there for 3 nights and hopefully ski the surrounding terrain.
Is this like an Airbnb thing or who owns these?
There's a couple people that usually they're on Forest Service land and they put the huts there seasonally and then they permit them out. So it's not on Airbnb, but you can find them if you search the interwebs.
Yeah. So how many of you are going to go on this adventure? And is it the same crew that went with you? Where were you this summer on the river? Salmon?
That was the Middle Fork of the Salmon.
Yeah.
Actually, a similar vicinity, different crew. We've got a group of 11, some of them out of Missoula and the rest of them kind of out of Idaho, a big Boise crew. Should be fun.
Boy, the Sawtooths, I sure love them. And we have spent some time there. My brother, of course, as I mentioned, lives in Montana there in Missoula, but he also spent about a decade up in Jackson Hole, so we'd kind of meet in various places somewhere in between or betwixt. What's the planning like for something like this? Food, I guess, is the big thing.
Yeah, food's a big part of the logistics. We like to kind of mix it amongst the group. So, for example, Drew and I have one meal that we prep for everyone, and then everybody else preps one meal for the whole group. So it's kind of fun. That way you get to focus in on your one meal for the group, and there's a bit of a cooking contest involved. But the logistics of getting food up there is a big part of it. So I'll give you a taste of this one. There's both a skinning route for skiing in and a snowmobile route. The snowmobile route is much longer, like 20 miles. And the report we just got today is that that route's got some bad wind drifts, so we might be putting all the food on our backs, which you know, makes you pack lighter, but should be good.
Yeah. So you're skiing in then, backcountry skis, or are you putting skins on your downhill skis? What are you doing?
Yeah, they're backcountry skis. We are using skins. It's a pretty good climb. We'll have like four or five miles in and about 2,000 vertical feet of climb. So it should be a big day with all the food on the backpack. But once you're in there, then you're sitting at the elevations you like to ski. You've got a warm place to sleep and a bag full of food. It's pretty fun. We've got a sauna up there, too. And given the avalanche conditions, I think we might be in the sauna more than we'll be on the slope.
Is that inside the yurt or is that just part of the build out up there?
Yeah, it's right next to it. So it's one little yurt, and then you've got this kind of wooden shack next to it. And if you put some hot water and a fire in it, it gets pretty hot.
Wow, that's cool.
Hey, yeah. couldn't you put all your gear on a little sled and pull it behind you?
Yeah, I've actually done that on some of our others. It's they call it pulks. This route is not pulk friendly, we've been told.
Oh.
So depending on how many switchbacks and things you're doing, some of those sleds don't make the cut. So we'll be all backpacked this time.
So you may be stopping along the way and eating some of that food that's on your back.
Definitely be getting into the snacks, for sure.
All right. What are some of the activities you guys are planning in your downtime?
Well, we've got a big pack of board games, and it sounds like I owe Russ some leaders, so maybe I'll get to tie in those.
There you go. Take care of old Russ sitting down here in the Sky Call compound. I'm also curious about this. What does it cost to go for a week, and how big is this yurt?
Yeah, it's a good question. I haven't been to this one prior, but it's pretty good size. We're at the max capacity, I think, of 11, and we're on bunk beds, so it's kind of a single room. I don't know if it's the true round, you know, kind of Mongolian yurt that I think a lot of people imagine. I've heard the term Swedish long hut to kind of describe it. It is more of a rectangular looking building. It can be a little expensive. So this one, we actually have a guide that shows us the route in the first day. And given the avalanche conditions, I'm pretty grateful for that service.
Yeah.
But he'll only be there for that day one. And then the other 3 days, we're on our own.
All right. You just did the great politician trick there and didn't give me one idea of what this cost. But we've had people on the air before that didn't want their wives to know what it cost them to go. Where were we? They were in Russia somewhere.
Kamchatka.
Kamchatka?
Yeah.
Kamchatka. That one's on my bucket list.
We were trying to get information out of them about what it cost, and they were afraid their wives might be listening, and they didn't want them to know exactly. But is it expensive or no?
It can be expensive. This one, especially with the guide, is a little expensive. I would say for the 11, I think all of us are in the $250-$300
That's not realm. Bad, no.
That's not bad. I mean, at times to buy 11, it's a lot for a glorified tent. But when you wake up in the morning and you're staring at the sawtooth, you can't beat it.
Yeah, no, that's a room with a view. Definitely sounds like a fantastic time. You just got back from where?
Morocco. I did
Morocco.
Morocco.
So you haven't been sitting still for too long, and it sounds like you've got another adventure planned, and I'm sure plenty more after that. But it sure is fun having you explain it to us, and we're all living it vicariously. So send pictures.
Certainly will.
All right. Mickey Navidomskis up there in Missoula, Montana. That sounds like fun stuff. We'll take another break when we come back. Snow Day segment, and Craig Gordon from the Utah Avalanche Center joining us. It is not a great time to be in the backcountry with all this heavy, heavy snow that we got. The water content of that last one on Wednesday really was causing some concerns. We'll talk avalanche danger after a news update next here on KSL News Radio.